From Savona Beach, Italy, welcome to the GCN Show.
Welcome to the GCN Show.
Coming up this week, was cycling actually better 10 years ago? We've come up with 5 reasons why it was.
But 6, why it wasn't.
Yeah.
We've also got news of the worst bike ride in the world, an Olympic champion who's changing nationalities, and how your gears might be getting hacked. This week in the world of cycling, we learnt that you lot are very interested in rim brakes. I mean, I was expecting a strong response to the GCN show last week. What I wasn't expecting was almost 250,000 views and over 1,800 comments.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll go through a few of those comments later. We also learned that the Tour de France femme Yvette Zwift produced the closest finish in Tour de France history.
Kasia Nuviodoma took the title a mere 4 seconds in front of Demi Vollering. It was an incredibly nail-biting finish, even if you were a neutral fan, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. And finally, we learned that cycling was better a decade ago.
Or was it?
Oh, who knows?
This was our coffee machine chat.
It was indeed,
today,
yeah, yeah.
Did cycling used to be better, or is it a case of looking back with rose-tinted glasses?
Yeah, so we've come up with 5 reasons why cycling was better, but 6 reasons why it wasn't.
Yeah, so without further ado, reason number 1 why cycling was better 10 years ago, and actually linking back to last week's show, bikes were easier to maintain.
Yeah, internal cable routing was already a thing, but not as prevalent as it is. Likewise, disc brakes were only just a thing on the road.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's my age, but I was fairly capable of doing most maintenance jobs on my bike 10 years ago. I even did some of the early maintenance videos right here on GCN, believe it or not.
There aren't many problems on a bike which are more frustrating than having your brakes rubbing.
On a more positive note, it has been a good thing for bike shops. They've had a hard time of it over the last few years, but you'd imagine that they're at least getting a few more bikes into service. Okay, number 2, it was cheaper.
10 years ago, biking was cheaper. Almost no doubt about that, is there? Even taking into account inflation, bikes were cheaper 10 years ago versus bikes with the equivalent spec today.
Mm.
That said, though, third tier group sets of today, they're probably as good as the top tier group sets from 10 years ago, aren't they? Which makes it a bit harder to make a comparison.
Yeah. Number 3... there were fewer cars on the road.
There were.
Now that's a big one.
We were looking that up, weren't we? Mm. So in the UK, for example, there were almost 15% more cars on the road in 2022 versus 2012. 22 is the last data we've got.
Yeah.
So that's 3 million more cars on UK roads. And although that's the last data point we could find, that trend has almost undoubtedly continued since 2022.
Yeah, and you do notice it when you're riding, don't you?
Yeah.
It does feel noticeably busier, even on the back roads in the lanes where I normally train.
Yeah, probably in part because satellite navigation, it's finding quieter routes, doesn't it, when the main roads are clogged up for cars. But yeah, I'd agree. When I ride on the road, or even when I drive on the road for that matter, I do notice it's significantly busier, certainly than from when I first started riding or driving on the road, but also from 10 years ago.
Cycling was definitely better 10 years ago because, it has to be said, we were all 10 years younger.
Welcome back. You're watching the Global Cycling Network with me, Simon Richardson. Coming up, we have the good news and the bad news in the world of cycling.
It's a very good point. I mean, unless you're under 30, which not even Hank is at this point,
nope.
It's likely you were fitter and faster 10 years ago than you are now, if you're a lifelong cyclist.
Yeah.
Of course, there will be people watching this who've taken up the sport a little later in life and have improved into their 40s and well beyond. But for me, I'd say for you as well, Hank.
Definitely.
We were a lot faster 10 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have to get the editors to speed up our videos 10 years ago, did we?
Don't do that now, Hank. We don't do that now.
No.
I also, though, wasn't making videos on how to sleep better 10 years ago either. How times change.
Yeah. So what's better now? I will definitely say that the bikes are definitely more comfortable now. wider tyres and lower pressure are the main reason for that, in my opinion. But frame sets have come and been more compliant too, haven't they?
More compliant, lighter, yeah, more aero, the usual stuff. Mm. But no, you are right. Whatever you say about modern bikes, they are more comfortable. And I think recently we've moved away from just riding what the pros ride. So manufacturers have realised that the average Joe or Joanna on the street doesn't need to have a short head tube with a slammed stem. Mm.
Number two, bikes can do more. Yes, we're about to mention gravel bikes.
I can almost hear the groans already.
I know. But for many, a gravel bike is a do-it-all bike. It's pretty fast on the road and capable of tackling all but the gnarliest off-road terrain.
Whatever you say about gravel bikes, there is no doubt that they are versatile. I know a couple of people who only have a gravel bike because it does everything they need it to. Mm. Number three, might not feel like it, but there is more cycling infrastructure.
Yeah, not everywhere, but in a lot of places, governments are making an effort to cater to cyclists, particularly in the bigger cities. Obviously, there's still a lot of room for improvement, and it's not happening as quickly as we would like, but it's really slowly getting there, isn't it?
I think you'd be surprised, actually. If we went back 10 years ago and looked at how things were back then compared to now. Number four, then. We can eat carbohydrates now, can't we?
Yeah, this one's slightly tongue-in-cheek. Yeah. But there was a point around 10 years ago where we were doing low or no carb rides, thinking it'd be make us more efficient and faster. We have to hold our hands up and say we were guilty of making a couple of those videos and talking about their benefits. But more recent science has gone in completely the opposite direction.
Carbs for the win.
Yes.
Literally.
It really is.
Number five, and this is a big one for me.
Yeah.
It's easier to navigate and explore on your bike without getting lost. Now, this might be a comparison to a little longer than 10 years ago. GPS was very much a thing in 2014. But I'd say things are still better. So many people are using Strava now that you can go pretty much anywhere in the world and quickly find the best places in the local area to ride, be that on-road or off-road.
Yeah, I gotta say though, hold my hand up, I still manage to get lost when I'm riding somewhere.
Why does that not surprise me?
It happens. Right, last but not least, cycling wasn't better 10 years ago than now because there's more live coverage of bike racing than ever before.
You don't have to go too far back, actually, to
find
Grand Tour stages that were not covered live from kilometre zero. Mm. Now, there is still work to be done here as well. Anyone that wanted to watch the first part of Sunday's Tour de France Femme Avec Zwift stage will know that only too well. But in general, we are quite sport now in what we can watch versus 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely not better than a year ago, though, is it?
Oh, see, no. No, RIP.
Yeah.
GCN Plus. Those were the days, eh? Right, time to throw things out to you. Do you lust after bygone times in cycling when things were simpler and less expensive? Or do you think it's much better now?
Yeah, let us know in the comments section below. We would love to hear your thoughts.
Just before we move on, a quick promo for our GCN shop. Lots of you were loving the Del Toro t-shirt that I was wearing last week, and you may have noticed I'm now wearing the hoodie equivalent. Both of those are available to purchase over at shop.globalcyclingnetwork.com.
Yeah, where you'll find a huge range of designs in our French and Spanish collections, as well as a special edition GCN Camel water bottle.
As you can see just behind us here in the set, shall I say. Also, another thank you to everyone who's taken out a membership to our YouTube channel. Mm. So I was taking a look at some of the comments left under our documentary since we launched that subscription service, and they are fantastic to read. Ian Dunlop, for example, commented under the Himalayas film to say it's one of his favourites. These documentaries got me through a stint in the hospital and 3 months in bed after I broke my pelvis when I fell off my mountain bike. So glad they're back online. I was so sad when they went offline. Great work. I'm looking forward to what GCN docs they have planned in the future. Whilst another user said, GCN at its best. Fabulous challenge and presenters with world-class photography.
Yeah, thank you for that. And a reminder that you'll need to take out a Casquette or Beadon membership to get access to the documentaries we have uploaded. Click on the join button on the YouTube desktop site or the Android app and all the information you need will be there.
And now it's time for cycling shorts.
Cycling shorts now, and we'll start with news that our wireless group sets could be vulnerable to hackers. Yes, you heard that right, hackers.
Or bodgers.
Or bodgers, yeah. Could sabotage your shifting by changing gears or locking you into a gear of their choosing, all done from just 30 feet away. I can't even believe we're talking about it.
Sounds scary, doesn't it?
It really does.
This is some research done by UCSD and Northeastern University, which detailed how the hackers are able to do this for about $350. All they need is a radio antenna, a receiver and transmitter, and a laptop. If that system can be refined, it was said that there's a risk of it being hidden in a cyclist's back pocket, or perhaps in a team car, or on someone on the sidelines of a race.
Yeah, cycling has had its fair share of cheating methods over the years, but this would be truly next level, wouldn't it?
It would be next level, yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. You're full gas sprinting to the line, someone suddenly drops you from the big ring into the little ring.
Yeah, or climbing and somebody pops it into the big dog. Like, imagine. Up
I shouldn't laugh, but that would be quite funny.
Oh my gosh.
Seeing somebody suddenly grind away. I mean, I don't think it has been happening, but Shimano have made a statement on the topic saying, "We have identified and created a new firmware update to enhance the security of DI2 wireless communication systems. So keep your eye out for those new system updates."
Yeah, in case your mates sabotage your ride, who would have known 10 years ago that we'd be talking about shifting hackers? I mean, it literally had blown my mind.
Times were simpler back in 2014, weren't they?
They really were.
I mean, all I used to do was just reach down to my competitors'
back. Yeah, exactly.
And adjust the brakes that way.
Well, that is going
gears that way. No, I'm only joking. In other news then, the dust is obviously settling after an epic Paris Olympics to some truly unbelievable performances from athletes across the board. But one of the most successful riders in the velodrome was Matthew Richardson of Australia, who won 3 medals in the sprint events.
Yeah, unfortunately for Australia, he has decided to switch allegiance and join Team GB for the next 4-year cycle, ready for the Olympics in LA.
Richardson was actually born in the UK, in Kent to be precise, but moved to Australia when he was 9 years old. He's considered to be one of the world's best sprinters and looks forward to working with GB's most successful Olympian, Jason Kenny. So he was quoted saying, "This is an opportunity to follow my dream and compete for the country I was born in."
Yeah, he should soon become the most successful British cyclist, called Richardson.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, there you are.
But on a serious note, yes, without doubt.
Oh my God! That was uncalled for.
Keeping on the topic of the Olympics for a second, I spotted this story about Nigeria's first ever Olympic cyclist called Ese Ukpesareya. Apologies for the mispronunciation.
Nailed that.
She was lent a bike by the German national team, which allowed her to compete in 2 track events as well as the road race.
Yeah, not because her bikes were damaged or stolen, but because she was unable to source bikes to use. And in fairness to the Nigerian Federation, they were only offered the place very late in the day after another nation was banned from competing. Anyway, well done to the German team for helping her out. Yeah, that is true sportsmanship.
Moving on, Leo Hayter, who was tipped to be one of Great Britain's future stars, released a statement on social media last week explaining that he's been battling with depression over the last 5 years. So he joined the Ineos Grenadiers team and linked up with his brother Ethan, didn't he, after winning the under-23 Giro d'Italia and Liège-Bastogne-Liège back in 2022.
Yeah, in his post, Leo explains his situation and goes into more details. So make sure you check out that. But he is understandably going to take a step back from cycling for a bit so he can work on improving his mental health. From all of us at GCN, we wish him all the very best.
Definitely. Get well soon, Leo.
The next story has given me a few ideas for a future GCN video.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Jason, a New York cyclist, decided with a group of friends to ride from New York to Montauk. Is that how you say it?
Looks like Montauk, doesn't
Montauk,
it?
Montauk, yeah. A distance of 110 miles.
But it's not the distance that makes this ride unique, is
no,
it?
No, it's
Which is
really
why it's
not.
Piqued your interest.
Yeah.
It's the bikes. To be able to join on this ride, you need to bring the worst bike you can find. And yes, you did hear that right. The worst bike that you've got, whether that's a BMX or a tool bike or a beach cruiser.
Yeah, apparently they are being nicknamed the New York's slowest cycling team. And in my opinion, this is what cycling's all about. Just getting out there and riding. So what do you think, Dan? Do you reckon we can drum up some support from the team? We all bring our worst bikes we can find and do the worst route we could find too.
I say go for it, Hank. You do that ride.
I think it'd be
just leave me out of this.
No, yeah. you've got to be part of
well,
it.
Well, can't
your
we
captain.
At least do worst bike, but on the best route, not worst bike on the worst route?
It just has a ring to it.
At least there'd be something to look forward to if it's on the best route.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll just circle back briefly now to the Tour de France femme avec Zwift. For a more complete analysis of that race, make sure you watch the Racing News show that was out yesterday. But my word, how good was that final day?
Oh, mate, it was so, so good.
Wasn't it?
Good.
Some brilliant performances across the entire week. I particularly enjoyed Cedrine Cabal's stage-winning exploits with that daredevilish descending.
Yeah.
But that final GC came down to just 4 seconds after what was an incredible battle between Kasia Nujvidová and Demi Vollering up Alpe d'Huez.
Yeah, where it really should be, you know, culminating in this incredible finale. Vollering will get her name on a corner of the stage because she won the stage, but it's Nujvidová who will get into the history books as the overall winner. And I've got to say, she was happy about it, was she, the finish?
It was amazing watching her after she crossed the line because she had no idea whether or not she'd won the race.
It was fantastic.
And when she was told, she just couldn't believe it. It was fantastic to watch. I'm not sure we'll ever get a closer edition than that. Just finally, I'm sure most of you will have seen the information stickers that pro riders have on their bars to show them what they need to eat and drink and when. Well, our friends at Precision Fuel and Hydration have created these strategy stickers so that you can make your own.
Yeah, so if you're doing a big ride or event, it's a great way to ensure that you get what you need and when. We'll leave a link in the description below if you'd like to take a look. The Precision website will also help you design the strategy that's right for you and your event. And if I'm honest, I wish I had this because it's all about nutrition.
You can have it, Hank.
I wish I had it
back
then.
You just got to buy some stickers and use the Precision Fuel website.
I'm on it. Don't you worry about that. Yeah. Straight after this.
I might use it for my 15-minute runs.
and fueling for your pull-ups.
I think it's genuinely a great idea because, you know, we've talked about the importance amongst the pro ranks of getting their nutrition right. Everybody's on their game with that. But why shouldn't amateur cyclists be exactly the same? It does make a big difference, particularly if it's a long event and in hot weather. Yeah, check out the website. Might be something for you. Next up,
it's Hack
/
Bodge of the Week.
Almost in sync there.
Hang.
Right,
what we
got to start? What we got to start with this week?
We've got one in from Tony, who said he's fed up with struggling to clean his bike. Found an old piece of wood, made some 45-degree cuts, attached it to the side of my shed, a bike clamp, and an old shower curtain to protect the shed. Just makes cleaning my bike so much easier. And I've got to say, having a rack, like the bike above you, you know, on a rack, just makes the whole process so much easier.
Above you or just...
like above the ground.
On tipping toes, trying to get to the handlebars. Yeah. No, I think this is great. I mean, it looks very easily removable, doesn't it, from said fence post with those 45 degrees cut. Look how much precision there was in their placement on the fence to mount the rack into it. I think that's a fantastic idea. And a fantastic way of doing it. So well done to Tony. That's a hack from me.
Hack from me, Dan.
Brilliant stuff. Next up from Dial 11, who basically found that their new bottle cage, the holes were too big for the bolt, so they were slipping straight through the actual cage and not mounting it onto the frame. So they went into, a bin full of spare parts and basically just used the valve thread bits. I'm not doing this very well, am I? What do you call the bits that you thread onto the valve?
The washers.
The washers. They're not really washers, though, are they?
That's valve washers.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Those fitted perfectly around the bolt and allowed some purchase onto the water bottle cage itself, and voila, problem solved.
I think that's a fantastic hack as well.
Honestly, I haven't said whether...
Oh, sorry. It's not going to be a bodge, is it?
No, it's a hack. Just wanted to get my vote in before we move on.
Sorry. Herbie, I do love a converted garage into a, you know, a cycling man
cave,
lady shed,
person
shed.
Den.
Converted my garage into a gym with a spin bike for Zwift, cross trainer, weights, bench, and inspiration from trophies, medals, and race numbers around me. And I've got to say, I just love it. I love just going into a space that's purely designed for just working out. Just gets me in the game.
Have you got a space purely designed for working out at your house?
Not yet, but it's on the agenda.
Is it quite some way down the agenda?
The missus keeps pushing it down further.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it want you to keep in shape?
Well, we haven't got room in the house.
I like the last bit. The floor was insulated and covered in AstroTurf off cuts from the local tennis club refurb. Rather strangely, I'm not sure it's a story that anyone will be interested in, but when I moved into the house we've been in for the last 10 years, almost the entire garden was covered in...
Astro.
Sort of AstroTurf from a bowling green, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. We've ripped most of it up because it was on all the banks and...
So do you have Astro in the garden or grass?
Well, there is grass, but it was on these banks. So the back of our garden, an old railway line used to run through it. And so there's banks either side, and it was on all the banks to prevent weeds. I don't know why we ripped it up, because what we've got now is a load of weeds.
Well, Connor's is all AstroTurf.
Is it?
Yeah, so he said he doesn't have to do the mowing. I thought, I like doing the mowing.
Anyway. I don't mind it either. Anyway, should we get back onto Hackle Bodge? I would say also that is a hack. I mean, basically, it's just a tidy.
Sorry, I'll get a hack. I'll get my vote in as well.
Well, I was going to throw to you.
Yeah.
I was going to throw to you. It's not really a hack or a bodge, though, is it, having both cast votes? It's just, again, another sort of garage slash space for working out. But it does look very neat. And I like the fact that you keep old beer bottles and wine bottles amongst the beadle on that
shelf.
And
the medals and the... Yeah, exactly.
Richard Moe, I went on a two-day bike trip and wanted to go as light as possible. Also, didn't want to start the day day two without some lube for saddle comfort.
Yeah.
So I filled up a syringe, for whatever reason, I've got so many of these at home, with some chamois cream and strapped it to my bike. A little screw at the end to close the whole thing, and I was good to go.
I don't know about this.
I'm just...
They've got a syringe attached to this.
I can see. I can see that. But yeah, Hank, would you like to reenact the moment that this syringe is used?
What?
To apply the chamois cream.
Do you just go straight through this, into, like...
No, no, it's not. It won't have the needle part. No, it's not going to have the needle
You go on, you put it... You get that, and then you just go, well, you're right.
You just, like, midway through the ride, you just start to say, excuse me, and then you rub it about, and then you're comfortable for the rest of the ride.
Mega!
I think I might get bodged for this.
Yeah, I don't, it's not for me.
Well, give it a go, Hank. And
yeah, I'll give it a go, but at the moment it's a bodge.
Mm.
Yeah, I just don't know if I could ride past someone with a syringe attached to my bike. Anyway.
Well, no, they'd ride past you, generally.
You're not wrong there, yeah.
Moving on, Wezzo, questionable tyre...
It's my go.
Oh, is it? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Wezzo, questionable tyre repair, seen in Chiang Rai, Thailand. And this is incredibly questionable because it's effectively a tyre with a bit of baler twine. Talking of baler twine... We use it all the time. It's amazing. It's so strong.
Mm.
And it's like wherever we go on the farm, we live on a farm, you know, you've got to have a bit of baler twine with you. And obviously it works in Thailand too for...
You can put it in your saddlebag.
Well, exactly. Mm. It's almost better than cable ties.
Those forks, I don't know, this is not what we're supposed to be looking at, but those forks are huge, aren't they? Look at the stanchions on that. This sort of thing, I changed my mind on after I went to Zambia for World Bicycle Relief, because we've done Hack Forward / Bodge of the Week for well over a decade at this point, and any time you saw something like that, you'd immediately say bodge. But of course, you are sometimes reminded that just to stay mobile on the road and be able to get about, many people just haven't got the money to replace things when they need replacing. Not saying that's definitely the case here, but if that's keeping that person mobile and potentially working, it's a hack.
Yeah, too
if
right.
they've got some money to get a new tyre and an inner tube, it's definitely a bot.
I'm with you on both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, as ever, for submitting all your hacks and bodges this week. Sorry we can't include them all, but if you would like to get involved in this part of the show, submit your own hacks or bodges or some that you've seen using upload.globalcyclingnetwork.com.
It's now time for Caption Competition, the part of the show where we give you a picture, you come up with a witty caption, and if it's witty enough to go into the show, we get to send you a GCN Camel water bottle. Or be
Camelback.
Camelback. I said camel, didn't I?
You did, yeah. Camel, you got most of the way there.
Yeah, exactly. Close.
This was the photo that we gave you last week for those of you listening on a podcast, although we forgot to describe all the hacks and bodges for people that were listening, not watching. Hopefully you got the gist. For those of you listening rather than watching, the picture was of a rider at the Vuelta a Burgos, I think it was, with a horned cow, or maybe bull, running up the road behind them. The winner this week is Liamas8548, who put, where did Si go? I was on his wheel a second ago. For those of you who haven't been watching the GCN show for any length of time, Si is petrified of cows.
Absolutely petrified.
And you were just telling me that Connor is.
Connor is too. And you're just telling me that Lorraine is.
Yes,
your
Lorraine.
Wife.
Lorraine listened to a radio show
yeah.
talking of the perils of walking through fields full of cows and now refuses to do exactly that.
So if any of you have got any cow stories, please get involved in the conversation below, because I want to know how many people are actually scared of cows, because I used to live on a dairy farm.
And never had any incidents.
Never had any incidents. But no. I'm quite hardcore as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. Anyway, well done, Liamis. Get in touch with us with a message on Facebook and send us your address. We'll get a GCN Camel
back
water bottle to you as soon as we possibly can.
Gorgeous picture.
This week's photo is this one of Kasia Nubiadoma in the yellow jersey, the Tour de France Femme Avec Zwift. I will get you started. Oh, this internal cable routing in 2024 is a bit of a faff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, that was almost genuine.
It's good. It really is such a faff.
Oh, I wish Si was like that.
Now, I'm sure you guys can do better. And if you can, make sure you comment in the caption competition down below.
Coming towards the end of the show now, which means that ahead of telling you what's coming up on GCN this week, we're going to read out a few of our favourite comments. As we said, there were over 1,800 comments underneath last week's show about rim brakes. I've only picked out a few. I can't actually say I read all of them last week because there were that many, but I did read a lot. First up, Profit and Loss wrote in saying 35mm tyres, rim V brakes, external cables, Mavic Alu wheels, threaded bottom bracket. My 22-year-old bike is now hot again. Bilf.
It all comes around. It's just like fashion.
Not all of it comes. I mean, that's what we were discussing last week. Doesn't all come around.
Yeah. Some of it.
Yeah.
Eventually, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Jeff Cycling Channel, who's also got a Domestique badge, says, rim brakes are cheaper, generally speaking. They are far easier to maintain and adjust. Moreover, they can be adjusted in the middle of a ride with relative ease.
Can you maintain disc brakes yourself?
I just
wonder whether
if I'm honest, like, Si had to help me last time. Like,
Because I do, I mean, the one thing I do question is whether, you know, when I was young and really keen in getting into cyclists, I was also keen to know how to maintain my own bike in a way that I'm not as keen now. Mm-hmm. And that's in part because we're very fortunate here at GCN to have a mechanic that can look after the bikes for you if you need it. So I'm wondering whether it's just that I haven't learnt about it as much as it being much more difficult now. But then there is the hydraulic oil, etc., isn't there? It's got to be a bit more complicated than a cable.
Oh, it has to be. Cable was nice and basic.
Delorangeade said, I saved more than 100 quid and about a kilo in weight by purchasing a new road bike with rim brakes over the same model but with discs. That made sense to me. So three comments that were all saying they basically like rim brakes, but there were quite a few that said they liked disc brakes better. Meanwhile, underneath why getting better sleep benefits everything, which is the latest in my journey to health and fitness.
Which has been fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thanks very much, mate.
Yeah, enjoyed them very much, so.
Laurent Audibert, I think I've said that right, said, this is the best series available out there.
Mm.
Oh, wow. The depth of info, science, context made it such a precious resource currently. Thanks, Dan.
Eric Zaba said, excellent topic. Sleep has been something I've struggled with for the majority of my life. Dan, you are a great presenter.
Crikey,
I hope someday you can get on top of your addictions. You never get a holiday from them.
Mm. I need to point out, I didn't pick these comments out. You did that.
I did, actually. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Very nice to read. I would just like to point out, actually, that I think a few people have been confused in the comments because a lot of people say, I hope you managed to give up smoking. I haven't smoked for 4 and a bit years at this point, but I am on these nicotine replacement pouches, basically, which is what I keep meaning to get off and keep failing to do. Finally, on that one, Matty G put, Dan wakes up with a shirt less wrinkled than Si's when he hosts any show.
You know what Si does?
Well, presumably just screws it up in a ball and then throws it on himself.
No, because he rides into work every day.
Yeah.
He leaves the same clothes in his little cabinet thing, and he just wears the same clothes every day.
But he can fold the clothes up in his cabinet rather than just doing that, can't he? Or iron them when he gets them out.
Next time we should talk to him about that, seriously.
Oh, it's been 10 years or 12 years, hey. I don't think things are going to change.
Right, under Can I Survive Si's video, Can Si Survive a 200km mountain adventure, which was a truly epic route through Wales, Trail Mex said, you know, I just get such a kick out of these chill, long adventures that the boys go on. The camaraderie hasn't been captured since the original Top Gear. Even when you go solo, these are such a treat to watch. More so when these rides involve Sai, he has this knack of not only bringing us the amazing scenery, but a way of bringing us right down next to him, churning those pedals and breathing life. Unusually good music too. More than anything, I just love that you all seem to like you all seem like good men. Polite, courteous, appreciative, funny. Still makes GCN the first thing I put on in the morning.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, that's fantastic to read as well, isn't it?
So nice to yes, have a bit of validation.
We are all polite, courteous and appreciative when the camera's rolling.
Exactly,
great, actors.
Yeah.
Great actors. Great actors. Fish Cycle R put, the scenery is absolutely amazing. Cycling is an incredible sport. Well, you're not wrong there.
Nope.
Underneath, we race the best climber on a sub $100 bike. Will he still beat us? Paul Rousselin. But this goes to show you don't need to have top-end bikes to be fast. You just have to be Andrew Feather.
Mm.
Good point, well made.
Exactly, he'll make anyone look fast. Curie put Mount Fuji hill climb in Japan, early June every year. Japan is a great place to shoot cycling videos, lots of great places to ride. Japan has been on our list ever since I've worked here.
Mm, you want to go, don't you?
Desperate to go there.
That's why you picked this comment out.
Exactly.
You're looking for an invitation.
Exactly, exactly. And I've always wanted to do the Blossom ride.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you'd like to invite Hank over to Japan.
If we get 12,000, do you reckon if we get 12,000 likes?
Well, before we do that bit, should we just find out if we can get an invitation from somebody from Japan that might be watching this GCN show?
Thank you very much.
Very deep into the GCN show at this point. right, what's coming up this week then on Wednesday, which will be tomorrow if you're watching this video as it comes out, we're going to give you 5 skills to keep you safe on a bike. Again, probably more aimed at people just starting out in their cycling career, as it were. Really important that you do get the right skills before you start heading out too much on the open road. Or if you are already doing that, it will just make you safer when you're out and about. On Thursday, 9 more things that you didn't know about Strava. I think it's Connor.
It is indeed.
There's so much. I've been back on
still
Strava.
Still more
a lot
things
more
you don't know about it, yeah.
And there's so many things I keep picking
it's
up
updates.
On.
Updates.
And then on Friday, American Magic. So this is the America's Cup riders that Sai had the privilege of visiting and found out that they're arguably the strongest bike riders on the planet. Mm. I mean, the power they're putting out at Threshold beggars belief.
Yeah, it really does.
Really worth watching that video.
On Saturday, Matt Holmes versus Andrew Feather. Has Andrew Feather met his match? This is when Matt Holmes, a current pro, is taking on the likes of Andrew Feather.
All of us have failed to beat Feather, haven't we?
I know.
So basically, we had to bring in a ringer.
We are getting ringers in, yeah, exactly. On Sunday, Alpe d'Huez. How fast were the Tour de France Femme Avec Swift riders comparing the world's top cyclists versus some normal human beings?
Well, pretty above average, actually, aren't they? But yeah, just comparing what a keen cyclist, I guess, does compared to the world's top pro.
I think it's just, it shows perspective because sometimes it's hard to get perspective when you watch it on TV.
Right, it's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Dan. I love that.
Thanks for coming on the show, Hank. I'm obviously off to get some sleep because it's now 4:30. Sleep is king.
Yeah, you better get some of it.
Genuinely, I got up at 4:30 this morning.
Oh, did you?
To take the dog out. Yeah, because Lorraine is also up at work today, and so he wasn't going to get a walk.
Oh, my. And then you're in at work.
I better go now, because he's going to be crossing his legs at home.
Poor thing.
Well, hopefully he is.
Right, if you like this video, hit that thumbs up button. Get involved in the comments section below, and we'll see you next week.